Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 10th. This is a combination of Deuteronomy and Joshua, one leading into the other. How do you top that? Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful, Joshua 1:8. Moses made his final journey to the border of the Promised Land. It was written of him that no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those miraculous signs and wonders. Nobody could rival Moses. Or could they? Joshua 1:8 is one of the first Bible verses I ever committed to memory. There's just something about God's word that feeds me, energizes me, changes me, focuses me, and gives me hope. I find it fascinating that as Joshua prepares the people for the challenge staring at them, he goes to the heart of the matter. Since you want to be successful in this venture and in all of life, obey what God says. And to obey it, you must first commit it to memory, so much so that it is on your lips as you speak, as you converse with people. You must let the word saturate everything you think and say. Then you will prosper and succeed. And Joshua's exhortation stands to this day. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Jesus asked the disciples. I could be a Moses. I could be a Joshua, a David, an Abraham, or a Paul. But unless I do what God says, I won't succeed. Could I top Moses? Yes. Have I topped Moses? Probably not. But insofar as I humbly obey what God says, I will be joining with Moses in the kingdom of heaven, hearing the very satisfying, well done, good and faithful servant. Now that is success. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.